Welcome to a brand new episode of the PSLG podcast, Public Sector Lead Generation. Here, we help fellow marketers successfully generate leads. If you're trying to make a campaign for the public sector, mainly federal government, state and local government, energy, education institutions and nonprofit organizations, healthcare, and aerospace, this is definitely the right channel for you. This podcast is hosted by the owner and founder of PublicSectorLeadGeneration.com, Dmitry Manusevich. With over 15 years of experience in marketing and successful marketing campaigns, check out our website, www.publicsectorleadgeneration.com, for more info. Subscribe, stay tuned, and don't miss any of our new episodes.
If you're a small business and you have a software and you're trying to sell this software to the government, there are a few ways you can get in. First, you need to understand that government is constantly buying different solutions. Now, software, as it happens, I mean, it's probably half of the solutions, if not more, and the time to act is now. Why? As it happens, in the last few years, most of the government is mandated. Basically, they have to migrate to the cloud. They have to make sure they're secure. So, I mean, you've seen when COVID happened, everything had to be changed fast. People went online. People are logging in online. They're working from home. They're working from mobile devices, from public places. So a lot of structure has changed. And so, yes, the government had a plan to do this over 10 years or 20 years, but COVID compressed those timelines. And you are winning if you're moving now. So if you're taking action now, you're actually ahead of the curve and you are way more likely to win. Now, how can you get in as a small business? There are multiple tiers of payments that the government has. And so, when selling to the government, you can go directly with through a small business set asides or through commercial platform or contract vehicles. Now, usually if you start small, up to $10,000 payment, most of the governments, they actually have a credit card on file. So they are authorized to buy things up to 10K without any particular loops and hoops that you have to jump through. Now, from $10,000 to $250,000, those are small business set asides. And it's automatically set aside for small businesses as long as there's at least two companies that can provide the product or service at a fair or reasonable price. Now, can you represent both sides, both competing offers? I don't know, but maybe it's something to look into. Now, you have to be certified as a small business, obviously.
We hope today's discussion has left you with a fresh perspective, a newfound appreciation for the wonders of marketing, and a burning desire to keep seeking knowledge. If you want to know more, visit www.publicsectorleadgeneration.com for a free marketing health check or check out our YouTube channel, PubSec Lead Gen. We are open for comments, questions, and clarifications. So, just leave it in the comment box on YouTube or contact us through our website, publicsectorleadgeneration.com. Always remember, the pursuit of understanding knows no limits. The PSLG Podcast, signing off.